Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the seventh chapter of Maseches Edyos. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis says, Hey, Rabbi Tzadok, al tzir chagavim tmeim. Rabbi Tzadok testified regarding the liquid that is exuded when pickling non-kosher locusts, shehu tahor, that liquid is kosher. Shemishnah Rishona, because the previous version of the Mishnah, before this was compiled into what we have today, but in an earlier oral transmission, said, Chagavim Temeim, Shenichbashu im Chagavim Taharim, Lo Pasul Tziron. It said that non-kosher locusts, when they were pickled together with kosher locusts, did not disqualify the liquid. So the previous assumption was that that only was intended when it was a mixture, and Rabbi Tzadok testified that that's even when they are on their own. Let's look in the Barton Uro. Lo pasul est siran, that their liquid is not disqualified for use. Tahakalu bat sir shel chagavim tameim, they were lenient when it came to the liquid that was drawn out of these non-kosher locusts. She'eno osu taruvaso, that it did not disqualify the mixture when it was mixed with the liquid drawn out from kosher locusts. Mimnei she'en lehem dam, because they don't have blood. Ve'eno ela lichluchis ba'alma, and it's just moisture. V'zehaisa Mishnah Rishona, and that was the way that the Mishnah originally taught. V'edusu shel Rabbi Tzadok, hosif al Mishnah Rishona, lomar shehu tahor. And the testimony of Rabbi Tzadok added to the previous understanding of the Mishnah in order to say that it is kosher. D'lo mi boy de'eno oser al taruvaso, el afilu hu atzmo tahor. So it's not just that it doesn't disqualify the combination with the moisture drawn out from the kosher locusts, it's even kosher on its own. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. Heid Rabbi Tzadok al Zochalim Sharabu al Hanotvin. Rabbi Tzadok also testified about running water that outmeasures dripping water. Shehem Kasherim, that they are fit for use. Maisahaya Babiras Hapilya. There was an incident involving such a case in a place called Biras Pilya. Uba Maisalifne Chachamim Vihikshruhu. And this incident was brought to the attention of the sages, and they said, it's fine, go right ahead. So what are the cases here? So al zochalim sharabu al hanotvin. So we're in the Barton Uro now. We're talking about running water that outmeasures dripping water. Zochalim hein kegon naharos shehem negarim al gabe karka. So the running water is talking about something like a river that runs on the land. V'dinan kemein, and they have the same rule as a spring or a fountain. V'hein kasherim lekadesh behen mechates ul tefilas zavim, and that's fit for use when it comes to the ashes of the paraduma, and also for a zav, a person who had a type of a mission to immerse. Notfin, dripping water, hinkagon me geshamim, that's like rainwater. V'dinan kemikvah lataher barabasa ubashburan, and their law is like a mikvah that one needs 40 sa'a, which is a measure, and they need to be gathered. Uposelim mechatas, and they're not able to be used for the para aduma, she'eno mayim chayim, because they are not running water, v'kein l'tefilas zavin, and they can't be used for a zav to immerse either. V'kein shenis arvu zochalim b'notvin, and when running water is mixed with dripping water, v'rabu hazochalim, and the running water is the majority, dinan kezochalim, then the whole thing is considered as if it were running water, u'ksherim l'kadesh behen mechatas l'tefilas zavim, and they can therefore be used for the ashes of the para aduma and for a zav to immerse. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.